You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on June 13th, 2024. And this week, we're talking about the dangers of preachers attending a Bible college. Many brethren rightly point out that there is no requirement in the New Testament for preachers to attend a Bible college or receive some type of formal education before they can preach. Yet even with that disclaimer, many assume that attending a Bible college is unquestionably good. However, there are some dangers inherent in these Bible colleges that we would be foolish to ignore. So we're going to discuss some of these today. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/06-13-24. Back in April, I joined Brother Osamogbi Leslie Agarifba, who's a gospel preacher in Nigeria, for a series of video interviews discussing the work of a preacher. I shared a portion of that discussion last month in a podcast episode dealing with the work of a preacher in churches that are without elders. But another topic we discussed was whether a man was required to attend a Bible college before he could do the work of a preacher. Here are a couple of clips from that interview.
No. Is it right for congregations to request that churches, that preachers rather, must have attended Bible college before they are allowed to serve as gospel preachers? And secondly, from the scriptural perspective, is it even necessary or compulsory for gospel preachers to, you know, go to secular, maybe secular or religious institutions to get a degree before they can serve? That's the first question.
You don't have a school like what some brethren are thinking of in the New Testament. So we need to be very careful about making a requirement like that. Some people might argue that it can help for a preacher to go to some school like that. Others would argue, and I would lean toward this side, that sometimes it can be detrimental for a preacher to go to that type of school and that type of training, because there's a lot of dangers inherent in that as well. But to make a requirement of that, that's making a requirement that we simply don't see in the scriptures. Someone might argue, well, it might help someone to have that type of training. We do want preachers to be educated. We do want them to be trained in the scriptures. But to have a school like that or some college or something of that nature, that's not what we see in the New Testament. Now, I encourage you to check out the entire video. It will be linked in the show notes. But when I made that comment about the dangers of Bible colleges, I didn't really have time to say too much about that. So I wanted to elaborate on that here in the episode today. But first, a disclaimer. I am not saying that these colleges have no right to exist. But of course, how they are funded and how they are tied to the church is another matter for another discussion. We're not going to get into that here. I'm also not saying that it's wrong for someone to attend one of these colleges. After all, I attended a college like this, Florida College, down in the Tampa, Florida area. But that being said, it is foolish to ignore these dangers. So if you are attending a so-called Bible college, or if you are considering attending one of these colleges, or even if you are a professor or administrator at a college like this, I encourage you to consider these points that we're going to talk about today. So what are the dangers of these so-called Bible colleges? First, knowledge can make one arrogant. Listen to this comment made by Brother Leslie in our discussion.
But brethren, keep making this argument. I've seen a brother said a preacher that is training a college is better than actually those who didn't go to college.
We need to guard against making the assumption that someone is a better preacher or that we are a better preacher for having attended a Bible college. Notice what Paul told the Corinthians. Now, concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that all have knowledge. Knowledge makes arrogant, but love edifies. Now, of course, someone can become arrogant over the knowledge that they have obtained outside of a Bible college, and that would need to be addressed as well. But the knowledge obtained at the college is particularly dangerous. The reason for that is because it is associated with a respected institution. It demanded a great investment of time and money in order to obtain it, and it is something that is not available to everyone. Not everyone can obtain it. That makes it very easy to think that what you know is somehow more valuable or trustworthy than what someone else knows because you learned it at a Bible college. We need to guard against that arrogant type of thinking. Second, excessive study wastes energy. The wise man wrote, "But beyond this, my son, be warned. The writing of many books is endless, and excessive devotion to books is wearying to the body." Now, I want to be careful how I say this, but there is more to preaching than studying. Obviously, studying is essential to the work of a preacher. Paul told Timothy, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." The only way we can do that, accurately handle the word of truth, is to study, to put the effort into doing that. But learning how to accurately handle the word is for the purpose of preaching the word in season and out of season, as Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. It is not to impress a college professor or to earn a master's degree or something like that. Our Bible study should help lead others to the truth, not draw ourselves away from other responsibilities that we have or opportunities to do good around us. Our time and energy are limited. There's always a trade-off with whatever we decide to do, and doing the study that is necessary to preach faithfully is a sacrifice. But excessive study can cause us to neglect some things that we ought to be doing. Third, it is easy for error to creep into a so-called Bible college. Now, someone might argue that error could also creep into the local church, and that's true. However, knowing that error can creep into the local church, God put in place certain measures to help deal with that. You have elders overseeing the flock to protect it from threats. Paul told the Ephesian elders, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them." So you have elders to protect against this. You also have preachers who can contend with false teachers who try to spread their error. This is what Paul and Barnabas did in Acts chapter 15 in Antioch. "Some men came down from Judea and began teaching the brethren, 'Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.' And when Paul and Barnabas had great dissension and debate with them, the brethren determined that Paul and Barnabas and some others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders concerning this issue." When error started to be taught, you had two preachers, Paul and Barnabas, there refuting the error as it was being taught. You also have church members testing what they are taught before accepting it. Paul told the brethren in Thessalonica, "But examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil." And you also have warnings in the New Testament about welcoming those who teach error. John wrote in his second letter saying this, "Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds." A Bible college does not work the same way as a local church. Instead of elders overseeing the flock, you have administrators trying to keep things running smoothly and keep funds coming in so that they can operate continually without interruption. Instead of preachers contending with false teachers, you have fellow professors who may not want to rock the boat and potentially jeopardize their job. Instead of church members who are testing what they are being taught, you have students who are trying to learn whatever the professor is teaching so that they can pass their exams. Instead of heeding the warnings about fellowshipping those in error, those warnings are dismissed because, after all, it's just a college. Just because a college exists does not necessarily mean that error is being taught there. But because of the nature of these schools, it is very easy for error to find its way in there, and we need to be aware of that. And fourth, there is a temptation to be silent when controversy arises. If a teacher at a so-called Bible college begins promoting some error and you speak up against it, that is much more difficult because of his place in that Bible college. Not only are you standing up against the false teacher, you are also seen as standing up against the college itself, against the administrators, against the student body, against the alumni who hold that school in high regard, against the churches who have preachers and teachers who were educated by that school, and the list can go on and on. So there is a strong temptation to be silent when controversy arises surrounding the school or surrounding one of its teachers. But remember what Paul told Timothy. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Preaching the truth is not always going to be popular, yet we need to do it anyway, even if it means refuting an error that is associated with a beloved Bible college or a teacher who is affiliated with that college. So in summary, let me state again that it is not necessarily wrong for a Christian to attend one of these so-called Bible colleges. Yet there are certain dangers that we need to be aware about so that we can keep our guard up and not be swept away into error or into fellowshipping those who are in error because we don't want to rock the boat. We need to be careful not to elevate these institutions to the same level as the Lord's church. And anyone who would become immediately defensive at the suggestion that we need to be watchful for these things that we've talked about needs to examine themselves to see if they are not already guilty of that type of idolatrous loyalty to a particular school. Well, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this discussion to be helpful. For links to some related materials, including the original video interview that I mentioned, and we included a couple of clips here in the episode, you can check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/06-1324. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who'd be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we are also uploading video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic, even one like this one, that you would like to have discussed here on the podcast, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.